أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced us to another ayah, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can direct us towards Allah. Those who are deprived of hidayah, deprived of iman, it is a very effective source and means for them to be guided towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who already have iman, it is a source of bringing them closer to Allah. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to ponder over the creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a dead earth and how Allah brings it to life. And then from the dead earth, how Allah allows grain, how Allah allows crops, Allah allows fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows different types of vegetations to come forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how from the dead soil or the dead earth, there are springs that gush out. And all of this Allah says so that you may eat from it. And so that you may eat also from whatever you have earned through your hand. That is the skills which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you to develop. Whatever you earn through that, that is also something for you to ponder and consider about. You came into this world as a baby knowing absolutely nothing, not being able to utter a single word also. And Allah allowed you to develop and to progress from one milestone to another milestone to another milestone until, subhanAllah, you have become a human being that can use your very mind and your skill in order to create things, in order to fashion things, in order to benefit others, and in order to earn a income for yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked at the end, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Can the humankind and human beings not show shukr, gratitude and appreciation then to Allah? Ayah number 36, Allah continues speaking about His sign and His creation. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجِ. Ayah number 36 of Surah Al-Yasin. Allah says, glory be to Allah. Pure is Allah who has created azwaj. Azwaj is the plural of zawj. Zawj refers to a pair or a spouse or a couple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that couples or pairs do not exist only within the human race and within the jinn kind, but in everything. Subhanallah, and you find also in plants, they speak of the male, and they speak of the female, and in different types of flowers even. Flowers even, you'll find that within one flower, you'll find that there are, you have the male organs, they refer to it, and the female organs, within one flower, within one plant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pure is Allah who has created pairs. Kullaha mimma tumbitul ard. All types of pairs from that which the earth produces. So your crops and your plants and your vegetation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are pairs found even among them. Wa min anfusihim. And from their own selves, you have the male and you have the female. And within the animals, amongst the animals, amongst the insects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are pairs that Allah has created even from amongst the humankind. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created pairs within such creation of these that they do not even know of. Creation and creatures and other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to exist in this earth, Allah says even there you find that there are pairs that exist amongst these creations of Allah, and you do not even have knowledge of them. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Another ayah. So Allah spoke of the dead earth, that ponder over it. It is a sign, it is a source and a means through which you can attain hidayah. Another source of hidayah, and another creation of Allah that you should think of over, Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. And another ayah for them is al-layl, the night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we strip off the day from it. What an amazing expression Allah uses, sadaqah. The verb sadaqah is actually used when stripping something off from something else. So when we are skinning the animal as it is being skinned after slaughtering it, That action of skinning it and tearing the skin off from the carcass of the animal, that is known as sadaqa. And from there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this verb and to convey the manner in which the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is overcome by the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Another sign for them is the night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. We tear off from the night, we tear off from it the day, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. And all of a sudden they are in darkness. Darkness just all of a sudden overtakes us. Once the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is torn off, or it is like peeled off. The day is peeled off. And you know, sometimes you find certain images or footage that was taken from out of space or from high above, and you see in that footage how the night enters and how day seems to just disappear, and you see like night just coming in. And when you look at it carefully, it's as if the day was stripped off and the day was peeled off from the earth, and underneath it darkness was found and night came into. What a beautiful expression Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it, and it fits that phenomena that happens on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. And once the day has been stripped off and peeled off, then you find that they are found all of a sudden to be in darkness. وَالشَّمْسِ. Allah speaks of the sun. تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. Allah says the sun is moving, and it is proceeding towards a set destination that it has. Allah has set a destination for it. There are two meanings here. The set destination that the earth is moving, the sun is moving towards, is the one is the daily destination. It moves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to orbit on its own axis. And it has a set target. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set its target for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set its point of rising, and Allah has set its point of setting. That is what is meant. That's one meaning. It has a fixed destination that it proceeds towards every single day. The other translation is that it has a set destination to reach in as far as Qiyamah is concerned. It has a set and fixed destination, and it will move up to that destination until the time comes where it will no longer move from that destination, and its point of rising will be a different destination. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken of this, that how the sun at one point, the last major sign of Qiyamah would be the rising of the sun from the west. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, up to that point it will move toward a set and fixed destination which Allah has prescribed for it. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah says that estimation which Allah has estimated for the sun, that destination which Allah has prescribed for it, that is the estimation and the prescription that was prescribed by Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Alim, the All-Knowledgeable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.